The continuance only guarantees normal operations until February 15th. If a compromise isn't reached by then, President Trump is threatening a second shutdown if he doesn't get money for his southern border wall.
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
We are still working with organizations that had scheduled some distributions on site before the government reopened, and we're still following up with affected agencies that we had reached out to or that had reached out to us to ensure that we don't need to continue serving.
Kyle Schumer is with Feeding the Gulf Coast, formerly known as Bay Area Food Bank. It serves a 24-county area in the Florida Panhandle, South Alabama, and South Mississippi. He says they help provide food to more than 600 families of government workers during the shutdown.
And that's our mission in the community. We're here to be that food lifeline whenever people need us. We feed people day in, day out. We just were particularly interested, obviously, in wanting to make sure that people were aware that we were here for those people affected by the shutdown, just to make sure they could put food on the table for their families.
Taking care of the furloughed employees called for a mixed approach, says Schumer, working with governments along with partner agencies at their monthly food distribution events.
So you normally will host a mobile pantry distribution just throughout our service area, neighborhoods that are typically, you know, affected or designated as a food desert. So we have agencies that regularly conduct those mobile pantries on a monthly basis.
The local agency is also working with the nationwide organization Feeding America and its 200 food banks ahead of any second government shutdown.
Keeping a really good watch on developments as they come down in Washington. We're also keeping a good pulse on the communities that we're serving and our agencies and making sure that their supplies aren't going low. We're also trying to get more food into our warehouse.
If there is another government shutdown in 2 weeks, one potential problem is the strain it could place on all food banks and other such services, especially if the workers affected are the same as those hit the first time. Feeding the Gulf Coast and other such groups are also watching to see if another shutdown would also affect services, such as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP.
Then you start to dip into federal nutrition programs affecting child nutrition, senior feeding, and also just emergency food assistance. Fortunately, in this most recent shutdown, those programs weren't impacted, and SNAP benefits were loaded for February on January the 20th.
Those problems another government shutdown could cause could be something Schumer calls a SNAP gap.
SNAP benefits are typically utilized within the first 21 days of them being loaded onto an EBT card. That's kind of like our most immediate watch thing because they're not going to be reloaded until potentially March, so you're looking at people who may go 50 days between benefits.
Donations are being accepted at all Feeding the Gulf Coast locations of what Schumer calls shelf-stable food, canned and boxed items, along with fresh produce, baked goods, meats, etc. Cash donations work fine, too. More information can be found at feedingthegulfcoast.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.